Nedra Kinnerk says no to proposed McAllen charter reforms. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Nedra Kinnerk, president of Future ORGV, expressed her deep commitment to McAllen, highlighting her civic involvement. "I'm very proud to be a McAllen citizen. I am also president of Future ORGV and have served on numerous boards." Her dedication is evident in her leadership roles and engagement in city matters, such as her current scrutiny of proposed amendments to McAllen's charter. When asked about her stance on these amendments, Kinnerk shared, "I'm very concerned about these proposed amendments because the people who came down from Austin, not McAllen, not the Valley, came down from Austin. They may mean well, but they have told us that McAllen is a corrupt city." She emphasized her years of engagement and familiarity with local governance. "I do not find corruption. I go to city commission meetings. I contact my commissioners and my mayor. If I have concerns, I can get them across." For Kinnerk, who has been directly involved in local civic processes, such an assertion feels unfounded. "I do not see corruption." Kinnerk expressed frustration at the potential costs associated with these amendments, explaining, "To put these two amendments in place is going to cost $250,000, $244,000, those are my tax dollars. I resent someone from Austin coming down and telling us that we are corrupt. I am involved. I do not see that corruption." She voiced concern about Proposition A, which would cap campaign contributions at $500. "It's proven not to work because although it limits them to $500, you can still form PACs," she explained, adding that such PACs could mask the sources of substantial contributions. "So, it will provide the avenue for much dark money to contribute to our elections rather than limit it," Kinnerk warned. Kinnerk also raised concerns about Proposition B, which would empower citizens to remove officials or undo commission decisions. "That's the reason we vote," she noted, stressing that voting is a straightforward way to voice opinions without incurring high costs. She questioned the potential impact on candidates, explaining, "Why would anyone really want to run for office if they know that anything they do that offends a group of people is going to kick them out of office?" For Kinnerk, the idea that officials could be removed and barred from rerunning challenges, the right of a citizen to run for office again if a group of citizens kicked them out. When asked about the entity proposing these amendments, Kinnerk identified Ground Game Texas, a group based in Austin. "They're not from down here," she noted, adding, "We have tried to find where they are getting funded and have not succeeded." Her frustration is palpable, as she questioned the transparency behind this organization, stating, "Not that we have been able to find. I tend to spend less time trying to follow Austin, Dallas, and all of those. I'm much more interested. I care about McAllen." Kinnerk opposes Propositions A and B, fearing unintended consequences that may dissuade civic engagement and create more barriers to transparent governance. Her commitment to McAllen's integrity and her emphasis on established local processes reflect her dedication to ensuring her city thrives through homegrown efforts and transparent governance.